And now back to the Damon Runyon Theater and the famous story, Breach of Promise.
Well, Milky and Willie stays in Miss Amelia Bodkin's house. It comes up some days later, and Milky is able to sit up. Personally, I think Milky could walk around with no head. He is that tough. But he has got to find the letters. So what goes on is as follows.
Do you care for more coffee, Mr. Clarence?
Huh? Oh, no thanks, Charles.
Then I'll take out the tray.
Charles.
Yes, Mr. Clarence?
Look, drop that Mr. stuff. You and me can talk man to man, huh?
I suppose so.
Miss Amelia, it seems to me that a nice old doll like she is should be married a long time ago. What happens that she is not?
I think because she is in love with someone.
Is that not the usual reason for marriage?
You don't understand. The man she loves is Mr. Jabez Tuesday. You've heard of him, haven't you?
Yeah, in a roundabout way.
Well, they met a long time ago. Then he invested some money in a business. It was her money.
He never pays it back?
Oh, yes, yes. With interest. But it just seemed that he became too busy. He came here less often. Now we see him only about once every 5 or 6 months.
Uh-huh. Does Miss Amelia have any proof that they are once in love?
Proof?
Well, yeah, you know, a guy writes letters, stuff like that.
Oh, yes, she has letters.
Uh-huh. Funny about dolls, they keep things like that. That's the reason I asked. You know, dolls are soft that way.
Yes, they are.
She probably keeps the letters all tied up in a blue ribbon, huh?
No, they're in that silver box right over there on the window table.
Ah. Well, thanks, Charles.
For what, Clarence?
For nothing. Yeah?
No care. This is Harry.
Yeah.
What is happening?
I know where the letters are.
Okay. Put the snatch on them and get out of there.
Sure, tonight.
I borrow another car. We will pick you up.
Okay.
It is a cinch, huh?
Yeah, a cinch.
Okay, see you later.
Come in.
I heard the phone ring.
Uh-huh. Harry wants to know how I am.
Oh, I thought the phone might be for me, but I hope I didn't disturb you.
No, not at all.
I really came in for something.
Yeah?
I came in for this box.
The box?
Yes, there's something in it.
Oh, it looks like it is a valuable box.
Oh, it's very old, but what's in the box is worth $1,000,000.
A million? Maybe more like 10,000.
What?
Nothing.
Mr. Clarence, would you think me a foolish old woman if I talked to you about something?
Like, for instance, about what?
These are letters.
Yeah. Yeah, I see.
I've kept them for years. Now I'm going to burn them.
Huh? What for? You say they're worth $1,000,000.
Not anymore. They were as long as I thought he'd come back.
You are not really going to burn them?
Yes. They don't mean anything now. He's going to marry someone.
But look, if these letters... Oh, I mean, they're love letters, huh?
Yes, they are.
But then why burn them? Maybe you could sell them.
Oh, no, that's silly.
Not the way I look at it.
Here's one. I've read it 1,000 times. He wrote it to me after we'd had a quarrel. A silly, stupid little quarrel about another girl.
Yeah? Well, to get back to the selling, I would like...
She had blonde hair. Oh, she was very pretty, much prettier than I. I was jealous, and he and I had a fight. We didn't see each other for 2 days.
Yeah, that's swell, but do not burn these letters.
And then he wrote me this letter. Listen, I'll read you part of
it.
Sweetheart, can you forgive me? I was foolish and I admit it. Right now I'm thinking of the last time I saw you with the evening sun turning your brown hair to bronze. No blonde hair could look like that. Darling, I hate blondes. I shall always hate them, and... We made up then.
Yeah, I see, but still we ought to get back...
That's that, I guess. Times change, don't they, Mr. Clarence?
Not much. Where are you going?
To my room.
With the letters?
Why, yes. Why do you ask?
Well, look, you say you are going to burn them.
Yes?
You do not wish to change your mind?
You actually seem disturbed about it. You're very sympathetic, and I'm just a foolish old woman.
Well, no, no, you are
not. I'm sorry I embarrassed you, but I wanted to talk to someone. Someone besides Charles.
Look, Miss Amelia, I am thinking that burning those letters will be a very distasteful job. Why do you not let me do it for you?
That's very kind and thoughtful of you.
It is nothing at all.
I really do hate to burn them myself.
If you will give me the box?
Well,
it's the least I can do for you, Miss Amelia.
All right. Here.
Thank you. You will not regret this action on your part.
You can use the fireplace there. Good night, and thank you.
Good night, Miss Amelia, and thank you. Harry, this is Milker.
What's the matter?
Nothing. I just want to tell you that this is going to be tougher than I think.
What are you talking about? You say you know where the letters are?
Yeah, but strictly speaking, they are not now in the same place.
Look, it is all very well for you to be in such a soft spot, but do not forget that there are 10 G's awaiting us. You will please remember.
I remember, but there is something else that comes up. Do not pick me up tonight. In fact, do not pick me up until I give you the word. Goodbye.
Well, that is the way it stands. And the next day is Saturday, and the day that comes after is bound to be Sunday. And it is on Sunday that something happens at Miss Amelia Bodkin's house. Milkier is sitting on the porch with Charles and Miss Amelia when a big town car drives up in front and stops. And the scene is as follows.
Jabez! Oh, Jabez!
Mr. Tuesday, sir. Mr. Tuesday.
Hello, Amelia. Oh. Hello, child. Amelia, darling, can you ever forgive me?
Jabez, why, what do you mean?
Oh, I was a fool, a stupid idiot, and I... Oh.
Oh, Jabez, this is Mr. Clarence. Mr. Clarence, this is Mr. Jabez Tuesday.
Yeah, I recognize him from his pictures, which are in all the papers.
How do you do?
Pretty good, I guess.
Yes, I...
Sit down, Mr. Tuesday. Enjoy the air.
Oh, Jabez, it's so nice to see you.
Oh, Amelia, I want to talk with you. I must.
Why, of course, Jabez. We can go in the house. I'm sure Mr. Clarence will excuse us.
With a great deal of pleasure. Go right ahead.
Yes, excuse us, please.
Come along, Jabez.
This is very odd.
It is? Why?
Why, Mr. Tuesday never comes out here on Sunday, and...
Maybe there is something that changes his mind.
And he seemed very excited, didn't he?
Yeah, he does seem a little upset.
I wonder why.
Charles!
Yes, Mr. Clarence?
Look in the window.
The window?
Yeah, right here.
They're kissing each other.
Uh-huh. Charles, it looks like Miss Amelia has got her guy back.
I don't understand.
Maybe you are not supposed to, Charlie. Just take things as they come, I always say. Just take things as they come. But you can bet your last bob that Miss Amelia Bodkin will be Mrs. Jabez Tuesday any day now.
So it seems that Mr. Jabez Tuesday and Miss Amelia Bodkin get together. But there are still a few things that need a little clearing up. And they get cleared up when I hear the rest of the story, which I will tell to you in a minute. Like I say, there are a few things that need clearing up. And the clearing up comes that night in Mindy. Harry is just finishing telling me what happens before, and the scene is as follows.
So, that is that.
It is? But there are a few things I do not understand.
Uh-huh.
No, what I mean is, what happens?
Well, it happens that I sent the letters to Miss Valerie Scarwater.
What? You send Mr. Tuesday's letters to Miss Bodkin, to his fiancée?
That is what he does. At first, I am blind enough to put the blast on Milk here.
Yeah, but I sent the letters to Miss Scarwater. And it seems she is a blonde, so it is better than even money. She does not like the letter referring to blondes. So she slugs Mr. Jabez Tuesday with an 18-karat vanity case and turns him out.
Then is when he discovers he loves Miss Botkin.
But what about your 10 G's? You do not get them.
Oh, yes, we do. We have got Mr. Tuesday over a barrel. He gives us the money.
But there is one thing for which we are very mad at Mr. Tuesday, and that is why we wish to locate Judge Farber.
You get 10 G's and you are mad?
Yeah. You remember he tells us that we should collect the silverware so this looks like an ordinary robbery?
Yeah, I remember.
Well, as it turns out, we do not get the silverware. In fact, we go back there some nights later to collect it, and we are turned away by a shotgun.
After he promises us we can have the silver.
So?
So, we wish to locate Judge Farber to find out if we can sue Mr. Jabez Tuesday for breach of promise.
And so ends the famous story, Breach of Promise. For another great Damon Runyon story, listen in again next week to the Damon Runyon Theater. The Damon Runyon Theater with John Brown as Broadway is directed by Richard Sandville, and the stories adapted for radio by Russell Hughes. This is a Mayfair production.